Good morning, 811 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. The Gulf Breeze News publisher, Lisa Newell, joins us every Thursday at this time to preview what's in the paper. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. So if you are traveling toward Pensacola on Highway 98, and you realize, oh, I want to go and visit one of the businesses that they're on the other side of the bridge, you now are going to have a way to do that. Because the Gulf Breeze City Council voted on Monday, they're going to open up Wayside Park just for traffic to turn around. So that whole area has been a construction zone with Skanska. And Skanska has said, hey, we're finished. But they're really not, because they still have subcontractors out there launching these flat-bottom boats to go out and check these lighting systems. They also have a lot of equipment under there. So it's really not safe to go down there and, you know, enjoy the underneath area that they have created underneath the bridge. But you will be able to go down there and use it to turn around.
Excellent. Yeah, we were talking with Sam Abel about this earlier in the week, and that's great news in my opinion, because that's the first functionality that the public is going to be able to use. And, of course, eventually it's going to be all kinds of stuff. But you can turn around going southbound into Gulf Breeze and go back across the bridge again if you want. And, as you said, you can avoid going on the bridge if you want to see some of the businesses or get access to them. That's great news. You also have a story about eminent domain, something the county doesn't very often do but did do in one case, right?
It does sound like it's a lot. I mean, you think, oh, no, the county's taking our land. What they're actually doing is they're taking some easements from 12 homeowners who live near the Eglin property where they're planning to dump the effluent. They had made an agreement years ago to dump effluent, get it out of the sound, which, unfortunately, that's just been continuing that they've had to dump their treated effluent into the sound. They made this agreement to dump it onto some land on the reservation, on the Eglin Reservation, but they had to go through some properties, and of course they're going to pay these homeowners supposedly fair market value to get this, you know, to put this effluent onto Eglin. So it doesn't sound like, you know, it's going to take anyone's home or anything like
that.
Just easements.
Yeah, and you know, Tom Danhauser was pretty clear about this in the meeting where they said, look, this isn't, you know, this isn't a huge deprivation. This is just easement access. And as you said, you know, when the government takes your property or even an easement across your property to put in something like this, they still have to pay you. They can't take it for nothing. They do have to pay you fair market value. So annoying though it might be from the property owner's perspective, it's, you know, sometimes it is justified. You got a story about the new baseball coach at the high school?
We have a new baseball coach, and his name is Randall Fant. And he served some time. He was drafted by the Astros a long time ago. He just played 3 years of minor league ball. He's a Texan, and he is coming. I think he's already started, actually. Moved here with his wife and two little girls, and he's going to be the new Gulf Breeze High School baseball coach. So welcome to Coach Fant.
Oh, very cool. You also, sort of the other side of the coin, you had a kind of a sad story about a former elementary school teacher.
Yes, Jim Singleton, Mr. Singleton, was at Gulf Breeze Elementary School for over 30 years, and after he retired, he came back as a volunteer. So he has coached and been, you know, a part of so many students' lives. Anyway, he died at the age of 80, and they're going to have a big celebration of his life on Wednesday, June the 14th, at the Gulf Breeze Elementary School cafeteria. So it should be an event. He was a very larger-than-life figure. He had a big, booming voice, and he just, you know, knew every kid's name. Oh. I just don't know how he did it. And followed them through their high school and everything. Such a big figure. So Mr. Singleton, he's going to be missed, and so we're going to have a celebration of his life on the 14th.
Oh, that's great. I love those kind of people in our young educational lives. We also have recycling is soft restarting today, right?
Soft restart today. That's right. They're saying please make sure that whenever you do recycle, that you are recycling the appropriate items and that they are clean, because it is hard to get people to work in these recycling centers. They don't need to deal with your trash. They don't want, you know, that is so disrespectful to the whole process. If you're going to put trash in there, make sure that what you're putting into the recycling is recyclable.
No, I absolutely. Our contamination rates are ridiculous. Vicki Campbell from ECUA was saying the other day that it's 50% in our area. 50% non-recyclables in the recyclable. That's just outrageous. But I will be honest, absolutely. I don't really understand what a soft restart means. Does it mean like I only recycle cans? I mean, like, it's kind of a weird thing. Like, you just recycle. Just recycle and do it properly and everything will be fine. You've got a story about the Shatoma.
Well, if you just put in the right things that need to be in there.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Shatoma Fishing Rodeo? Wow. Let me tell you something. Dottie Radcliffe won the snapper division, and she caught this giant red snapper. And Dottie Radcliffe is a friend of mine, so I'd love to see her picture in there. And she was 19.2 pounds, so quite a large fish.
Okay. Wow, that's fantastic.
Yes, we have all the results from the Shatoma Fishing Rodeo in there, yes.
And we've got Juneteenth coming up. You've got a story about the Journey to Juneteenth Cruise, June 11th. So just all kinds of stuff in the paper, like always. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, comes out on Thursday, and we get a little taste, a little preview of what's in the paper before it comes out. Lisa, as always, thank you for covering the community, keeping us informed, and doing what you do. I appreciate it.
Thank you.